This week on Howard County Remembers, we bring you Musical Missourians, featuring the talents and music from our fellow Missourians. You'll hear music from Scott Joplin, Bob Dyer, Chuck Berry, Sarah Evans, and many more. We'll share their music and tell you a little bit about these artists featured on today's show. Howard County Remembers is brought to you by the Boone Slick Historical Society and is endorsed by the Missouri State Historical Society as part of its bicentennial celebration. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy a special hour-long adventure into the music and stories from our talented Missouri friends and family here with Howard County Remembers, only on 94.7 KPIP. Fayette is fortunate to have a local FM radio station, KPIP, which is the flagship program of a nonprofit organization, International Educational Resources for Rural Missouri, or IERRM, whose mission is to cultivate and nurture community educational radio in and around Fayette. In addition to offering content developed elsewhere, KPIP is proud to feature local programming and look to area residents to offer their perspectives on topics of interest to them and their friends and neighbors. The following programming does just this, as it engages local citizenry, who are the experts on the area's history because they have lived it. This series is called Howard County Remembers and builds on work done when the county celebrated its 200th birthday in 2016. That year, a fine publication entitled Howard County, Missouri, From Prairie Land to Promised Land, A Remembrance Across Two Centuries, was released. This radio series embellishes on the extensive information contained in that book, which may be found at the Howard County Public Library. To back up, though, the genesis of these programs was inspired by this year's celebration of the state's bicentennial. While Howard County was organized by an act of the General Assembly of the Territory of Missouri in 1816, it was followed 5 years later in 1821 when Missouri was recognized as a state by the United States Congress, making 2021 Missouri's bicentennial year. We decided to tie together these two historically close occasions by focusing on aspects of Howard County's history and keep these in KPIP archives, as well as offer audios of the broadcast to the State of Missouri Historical Society to keep in its archives.
Thank you very much. Some of you know that Kathy and I have been working this year to produce an album, a tribute album of Bob, some of which are some of these songs you'll hear tonight. It's been actually a terrific project to be able to do. Personally, it's been a very good thing for me. Kathy and I recorded a lot of Bob's stuff on our own and with him, of course, so for us to pick a song, which we're able to do, we decided to pick the song that Bob wrote called Bingham's Song. I thought it was a fairly generic title, really. I thought of all the lines in the song he could have picked for a title, you know, Bingham Song. Then Bob reminded me, he said, well, you know, Dave, nowhere in the song do I actually mention him by name, you know. It's not like, oh, my name is George Caleb Bingham and I'm a painter, you know, extraordinaire. So he said, you know, I had to get his name in there somewhere. So I put it in the title, and basically most of the verses describe some of Bingham's most famous paintings. And Kathy and I did a school program with Bob for over 22 years on Missouri cultural history, showing kids slides of the paintings of Bingham and Thomas Hart Benton and doing music. So we're quite familiar with these paintings. I'm sure the rest of you really aren't as well as we are, but we have stared at these paintings for a long time. And so they're, of course, the fur traders descending the Missouri. That's the cover of River the Big Canoes. That's two of the verses. And then also there's the watching the cargo, the two men standing there on an island. I find Bingham's paintings to be very quiet, even those paintings that seem boisterous or seem only to be exceptions to an otherwise quiet world. Also, lighters relieving the steamboat aground. That's actually in the White House collection. I don't imagine many of you here in this room have been invited to the White House recently. I know I haven't, and I'm not sure I would take the invitation. And then the first one mentioned, though, is one of a series of paintings, Jolly Flatboatman. And actually, Bingham considered his best painting to be the version that is in the St. Louis Art Museum, the Jolly Flatboatman at Port. And Bob had a great experience when we were visiting the museum one time, and he looked at that painting, and he told me, and I can verify this to be true, that if you go look at that painting, and you can't go look at a print, because a print won't do it, over to the lower left of the painting, there is a man sitting in the shadows with a straw hat on and his head down on his hand, on his fist like this. And Bob told us, I looked at that guy, and the more I looked at him, the more he looked just like me. And I swear, if you all go to any time, you go to the museum and look at that painting, and you'll know what I mean. So this is a Bingham song. River when I was a child, and the old town of Franklin was new. I heard all the tales of the far western lands, the great shining mountains and the Indian bands at the knees of the people, at the knees of the people. As a young man, I worked at the carpenter's trade, but a feeling inside of me grew. Wanted to learn how to paint and to draw, to capture the light in the faces I saw in this land that the river runs through. In this land that the river runs through. Dances to fiddle and pan on a long summer slow afternoon. Lighters leave port for the steamboat aground, while out on the island inside of the town, the cargo is watched by the crew. The cargo is watched by the crew. On the river, not far from the shore, two men in their quiet canoe move out of the mist in the soft light of dawn. A grizzled old Frenchman and his young half-breed son headed down for the port of St. Louis. Headed down for the port of St. Louis. Prow of the boat, the boy wears a shirt of bright blue. For a moment our eyes meet and then they are gone. Here in my mind that brief moment lives on, and I pass down that moment to you. And I pass down that moment. Most of my life, but whatever. years. It was not in the East or in Europe beyond. It was something I found that the dark river spawned in the eyes of the people I drew. In the eyes of the people I drew. In the eyes of the people I drew.
You're listening to Howard County Remembers, brought to you by the Boomslick Historical Society on 94.7 KPIP. And that was Bingham's Song by former Boonville native Bob Dyer and performed by Dave Parra and his wife, Kathy Barton. Bingham's Song is about the paintings of George Caleb Bingham, who was an American artist, soldier, and politician who was known in his lifetime as the Missouri Artist. Bingham was born on March 20, 1811 in Augusta County, Virginia, and migrated with his family as a young boy to what is now New Franklin, Missouri. Bingham also lived for a time in Arrow Rock, Missouri as well. Initially a Whig, Bingham was elected as a delegate to the Missouri legislature before the American Civil War, where he fought against the extension of slavery westward. Several of Bingham's paintings can be found here in Fayette, as they are part of the permanent Ashby Hodge Gallery of American Art collection. The gallery is open for viewing from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, and by appointments at 660-248-6304. The Ashby Hodge Gallery, located in the Classic Hall on the CMU campus, is a proud supporter of 94.7 KPIP. Now back to the man who wrote this song called Bingham's Song, which we just played, was Robert L. Bob Dyer of Boonville, who passed away Wednesday morning, April the 11th, 2007. He made a name for himself as a writer, composer, and musician. Bob was 67 years old at his passing and was at one time president of the Boonslick Historical Society, the organization that is bringing you his music today. Next, we'll hear another couple of tunes by Bob Dyer as a tribute to this talented Boonville, Missouri native. We'll play by The River of the Big Canoes by Bob Dyer, performed by Lee Ruth and John Schneller on Howard County Remembers, only on 94.7 KPIP.
You can see her in the mountains in the melting snow. You can see her in the fall and rain. You can see her dancing down through a thousand valleys. And she's got at least a thousand names. She's the spawn of the ice of another age, the river of the big canoes. And she's rolling down from the Rocky Mountains, carrying the great plains. Down the Yellowstone and the Muscle Shell, down the Milk and the Little Mole, down the James and the Grand and the White and the Bad, Cheyenne and the Wide Moreau. She's the spawn of the ice of another age, the river of the big canoes. And she's rolling down from the Rocky Mountains, carrying the great plains. Freshman found her, she was Peccatanui, a muddy river wild and free. And they gave her the name of the Indians who lived there, the people called the Missouri. She's the spawn of the ice of another age, the river of the big canoes. And she's rolling down from the Rocky Mountains, carrying the great plains. She's been a river of fur, she's been a river of gold, she's been a river of crazy schemes. She's been a steamboat wrecker and a river of coal, the river of broken dreams. She's the spawn of the ice of another age, the river of the big canoes. And she's rolling down from the Rocky Mountains, carrying the great plains. ghost in the night when the moon is full. She's the spirit in the mist at dawn. She's the light in the eye of a painter's mind. She's the music in a poet's song. She's the spawn of the ice of another age, the river of the big canoes. And she's rolling down from the Rocky Mountains, carrying the Great Plains news.
That was Missouri native Bob Dyer with The River of the Big Canoes, performed by Lee Ruth and John Schneller on Howard County Remembers, only on 94.7 KPIP. Next, we'll play a trio of tunes by Missouri native and county music star Sarah Evans. Sarah Lynn Evans, born February the 5th, 1971, is an American country singer and songwriter from New Franklin, Missouri. Evans has released 8 studio albums plus 1 Christmas album and a 2007 Great Hits package. Out of all her albums, Born to Fly is her best-selling one, having earned a 2+ platinum certification from the Recording Industry Association of America for shipments of 2 million copies. She's also charted more than 20 singles on the U.S. Billboard Hot Country Songs charts. Several of her singles have also crossed over to the Billboard Hot 100, where she has 7 top 40 entries. Evans has also won 1 award from each Billboard, the Academy of Country Music, the Music Association, Broadcast Music Incorporated, and has earned a Dove Award. Evans has collaborated with the Warren Brothers, Vince Gill, Martina McBride, Phil Vassar, and Pat Green, among others. Find out more about Sarah Evans at www.sarahevans.com. Right now, let's listen to 3 songs from the country music superstar and New Franklin native, Sarah Evans. First, we'll play Suds in the Bucket and Born to Fly. You're listening to Howard County Remembers on 94.7 KPIP.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past 9, when her prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming, it was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. All she wrote, her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman, now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Yeah! The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when her prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough. And you can't stop love, no you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. Got nothing but time. Thank you.
That was Sarah Evans' hit song, Born to Fly, from the album of the same name on this special edition of Howard County Remembers on 94.7 KPIP. And up next, a trio of hit songs by Charles Edward Anderson Berry, more commonly known as Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry was born on October the 18th, 1926, into a middle-class African-American family in St. Louis, Missouri. Berry had an interest in music from an early age and gave his first public performance at summer high school. Unfortunately, while still in high school, Berry was charged and convicted for armed robbery and was sent to a reformatory where he was held from 1944 to 1947. After his release, Berry settled into married life and worked at an automobile assembly plant. By early 1953, influenced by guitar riffs and showmanship techniques of the blues musician T-Bone Walker, Berry began performing with the Johnny Johnson Trio. His break came when he traveled to Chicago in May 1955 and met Muddy Waters, who got him into the All-Star Pipeline. By the end of the 1950s, Berry was an established star with several hit records, film appearances, and a lucrative touring career. He had also established his own St. Louis nightclub, Berry's Club Bandstand. Berry was among the first musicians to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on its opening in 1986 and was cited for having, quote, laid the groundwork for not only rock and roll sound, but a rock and roll stance, unquote. Berry, a Missouri native, was an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist, and for being one of the pioneers of rock and roll music, was nicknamed the father of rock and roll. Writing lyrics that focused on teen life and consumerism and developing a music style that included guitar solos and showmanship, Berry was a major influence on rock music for years to come. So up next, we'll feature three Chuck Berry songs, Johnny B. Good, Maybelline, and a B-side favorite, Anthony Boy, on 94.7 KPIP.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go! Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline,
can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104. My Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. Gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. My rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like a setting steel, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
This is 94.7 KPIP, Howard County's educational nonprofit radio station. Thank you for tuning in.
8 o'clock in the morning and I'm moving on out to school. With an open book and a sleepy look, the teacher can't be fooled. I catch up fast in the early class, the teacher will never know that I postponed my work at home, watching the evening show. Talk to you, look at him, he's a bush.
Go!
3 o'clock in the afternoon completes the day of school. Before the ding can cease to ring, he's in the vestibule. Betty and Barbara and Jeannie and Jane are yakety-yakking with Joan about some things that Anthony told her over the telephone. Hey there, Johnny, me boy, why you in such a rush?
Go!
The girl, she wanna talk to you, look at him, he's a blush.
Go!
You may become a multi-millionaire. Hey there, Anthony boy, why you in such a rush?
Go!
The girl, she wanna talk to you. Look at him, he's a blush.
Go!
You're listening to Howard County Remembers on 94.7 KPIP, and that was famous Missourian Chuck Berry singing Anthony Boy in his own well-known style. Now we turn to some of the talented jazz artists that came out of Missouri. First, we'll hear a song entitled That's All by Benjamin Francis Webster, who was an American jazz tenor saxophonist born on March 27, 1909 in Kansas City, Missouri. Then we'll hear Rosita by Coleman Randolph Hawkins, who was born on November 21, 1904 in St. Joseph, Missouri. Nicknamed Hawk and sometimes Bean, Hawkins was an American jazz tenor saxophonist and one of the first prominent jazz musicians on his instrument. Fellow saxophonist Lester Young, known as Prez, commented in a 1959 interview with the Jazz Review, quote, "As far as I'm concerned, I think Coleman Hawkins was the president first, right?" Unquote. And we'll cap off our tribute to Missouri jazz by playing a tune called Love is Just Around the Corner by Charles Ellsworth Pee Wee Russell. Russell was born born on March the 27th, 1906, in Maplewood, Missouri, and early in his career, he played clarinet and saxophone, but he eventually focused solely on clarinet with a highly individualistic and spontaneous style that defied classification. Russell began his career playing Dixieland jazz, but throughout his career incorporated elements of newer developments such as swing, bebop, and free jazz. So without further ado, here is Ben Webster playing his jazz hit That's All on Howard County Remembers on 94.7 KPIP. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to Howard County's number one educational nonprofit radio station, 94.7 KPIP. You've been listening to Howard County Remembers on 94.7 KPIP, and that was famous Missouri jazz musician Pee Wee Russell with Love Is Just Around the Corner. Thank you for listening to this special show dedicated to revealing more about the famous musicians Missouri has produced over the years. We'll close things out today with a tune from Scott Joplin, who before launching a new sound known as Ragtime, served the community of Sedalia, Missouri as a piano teacher. So up next is the St. Louis Rag by Scott Joplin on this special edition of Howard County Remembers, only on 94.7 KPIP. Thank you. You've been listening to Howard County Remembers on 94.7 KPIP. This episode, entitled Musical Missourians, featured music from our fellow Missourians Bob Dyer, Sarah Evans, Chuck Berry, and Scott Joplin, just to name a few. Today's episode was directed by Jane Krigler, with music by Patricia Fisher and production by Rachel Steele. This show was voiced by KPIP's own David Holman, and we want to send a special thanks to Joe Geist, who helped with research for this episode. Howard County Remembers is brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and is endorsed by the Missouri State Historical Society as part of its bicentennial celebration. Howard County Remembers premieres every second and fourth Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. right here on Howard County's only nonprofit educational radio station, 94.7 KPIP.